This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Navajo voters picked two seasoned politicians for tribal president after Tuesday's primary election. Vice President Jonathan Nez and past president Joe Shirley Jr. were the top vote getters. Unofficial results show Nez with more than 14,000 votes and Shirley with nearly half that. 18 people were on the ballot for the leadership job, including current president Russell Begay, who came in fifth. Nez credits grassroots support for helping boost his campaign. Shirley, in social media posts, said, "It's not about coming in number one or two in primaries. It's just about making it." The career politicians will pick running mates and face off in November. In Tuesday's primary in Oklahoma, Tahlequah Mayor Jason Nichols secured the Democratic nomination for Oklahoma's 2nd congressional district. He'll challenge incumbent Republican Congressman Mark Wayne Mullen for the seat in November. Both men are citizens of the Cherokee Nation. South Dakota's Department of Corrections says the state penitentiary is going through a shortage of donated firewood that's having an impact on sweat lodge ceremonies normally scheduled about six times a week. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Gary Ellenbolt reports.
Because of the lack of firewood, inmates are going weeks without the sweat lodge ceremonies at the penitentiary. Prison chapel volunteer Mary Montoya says the donations have trickled to the slowest rate in her 20 years of service. Firewood is usually donated to the penitentiary by the city of Sioux Falls and community members. The purification ceremonies help to reduce tension among the inmates at the maximum security prison in Sioux Falls. The penitentiary's cultural activities program manager, Tammy Mertens-Jones, says some inmates replace the sweat lodge ritual with a pipe ceremony. But she says that compares to someone saying the rosary instead of attending church. For National Native News, I'm Gary Ellenbolt.
The Ponca Tribe of Nebraska this week announced the name of its casino, which is being built on the Iowa-Nebraska border, and plans for its opening by late October, despite legal challenges. State and local governments have a lawsuit in federal court to try and stop it. The tribe says the Prairie Flower Casino will create jobs and boost the economy. In a press release, the tribe says the gaming facility is on sovereign land in Carter Lake, Iowa. At more than 9,000 square feet, it will feature slot machines only. The Macaw Nation in Washington, which has long fought to exercise whaling rights, celebrated a harvest last week after a humpback was hit by a ship. The Seattle Times reports it was found by fishermen and was studied by biologists before community members butchered it for a feast. A hunt has not happened for years as the tribe works through court. The harvest was seen as a gift as it happened before annual Macaw Days, which celebrates culture with other tribes and Canadian First Nations. The Cape Cod Times reports the Mashpee Wampanoag tribe is expected to hear a decision in September about its trust land. The Massachusetts tribe has been fighting to keep its 2015 land into trust approval by the Interior Department. Neighbors opposing the tribe's casino project challenged it in court. Tribes across the country are closely watching, worried a move to take land out of trust could impact future decisions in Indian Country. The owner of jewelry stores in Old Town Albuquerque was sentenced in New Mexico Tuesday for violating the Indian Arts and Crafts Act. Niall Ali pleaded guilty to two felony charges for selling counterfeit Native American jewelry as Indian made. He was sentenced to 6 months in prison and ordered to pay more than $9,000 in restitution. The case stems from 2015 when federal investigators cracked down on a number of jewelry stores in Albuquerque, Gallup, Santa Fe, a production shop in Zuni, and a store in California. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced at the Annenberg National Native Voice Studios by Kwanic Broadcast Corporation. Funding is by Odawi Law Group, provider of Indian Law Solutions, and by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, with support from the Public Radio Satellite System.
For Native Americans affected by domestic violence, the Strong Hearts Native Helpline offers peer-to-peer support and resources. It's safe, confidential, and toll-free at 844-7-NATIVE. Program support by the National Indigenous Women's Resource Center. Support by Freedom Lodge, presenting Body and Earth, the future of Native wellness, with leaders including Judge Abby Avenante, sharing wisdom which protects our lives and lands at Mystic Lake Casino. Registration through September 12th at bodyandearth.org.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.